From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Molly Dove. Former Columbia Police Chief Ken Burton was arrested for driving while intoxicated last night in Columbia. Burton served as chief from April 2009 until last year. He was placed on administrative leave last December, resigning a week later. Columbia City spokesperson Steve Sapp said in a statement, a DWI enforcement officer had probable cause to pull Burton over at the intersection of Broadway and McBain. He was issued a municipal summons for driving while intoxicated and released. Governor Mike Parson called a press conference yesterday to discuss the fate of General Motors plant in Wentzville. The plant currently employs 3,500 people in St. Charles County. Although the governor did not reveal specifics about the deal, he said Missouri is currently competing with other states to win the expansion. Parson emphasized the importance of getting his workforce development and infrastructure proposals through the legislature in the last weeks of the session.
This is a huge opportunity for our state and the St. Louis area. And the more tools that we can place in the toolbox to give us the best shot during any negotiations, this is just good business.
St. Charles County Senator Bob Onder said the GM plant in Wentzville's employees are most of the people from his district. He said the current negotiations are important in retaining those jobs. Missouri is in second place for number of farms, according to the United States Department of Agriculture's recently released 2017 census. The census shows Missouri right behind Texas in number of farms and also number of young farmers. Eric Bull is a director of public affairs for the Missouri Farm Bureau. He says Missouri will stay highly ranked due to interest, geography, and climate.
I think that as we just become more effective and efficient and sustainable in what we do, that's going to lead to continued strong growth in the sector.
According to the census, the number of young farmers increased 7% since the year 2012, and the number continues to grow. A Brazilian education firm is suing the University of Missouri over their partnership to prepare students for college in the United States through an online curriculum. The Columbia Daily Tribune reported the Brazilian firm alleges in the lawsuit filed last month that the university breached their agreement by trying to directly enroll Brazilian students into its own pre-college program, Mizzou K-12 Online. The agreement states that the university will enroll Brazilian students in the program through the firm, which paid the school nearly $4.9 million from 2015 through 2018. Brazilians currently make up more than 4,000 of the 21,000 students enrolled in the program worldwide, according to the lawsuit. University spokesman Christian Bazzi said the school disagrees with the lawsuit's claims. Bazzi declined to comment on the specific charges against the university. I'm Molly Dove, KBIA News. Columbia.